Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that's more than a little nervous about meeting your parents. I'm your host, Pete Pollock. And this week on the show, we're looking at the movie Cavalcade, a legendary film from the early days of Hollywood. And when I say it's legendary, I mean that in the Holy Grail sense, because good luck trying to find a copy of this. I really had my work cut out for me to try and track down a copy of this movie. And I ended up meeting with some rather unsavory characters in an alleyway, and they didn't have it. Although, you know, they had just about everything else, literally. And I finally had to resort to the public library. And it turns out that libraries have things, and they can give them to you, and you don't even have to pay for them. So that was pretty cool. I didn't actually find it at my local library, but, you know, thank God for the internet. Turns out that one of the nearby towns, and I'll say it, the Riverside Public Library, had, as far as I could tell, three copies of the movie Cavalcade and in the Chicago area. And they were all on VHS. And, of course, I think I own a VHS player somewhere that hasn't actually been used in years. So I ended up borrowing one and hooking it up to the flat panel. So, you know, you had the Blu-ray player and the VHS player right next to each other. And that made kind of a nice little technological juxtaposition. And so I got to watch it. And so it was a little retro for me, not just because I was watching a movie from the 1930s, but because I got to hear all the cool sounds that VHS players make that I had completely forgotten about in the intervening years since I stopped watching VHS tapes. And it reminded me that I have a big box of VHS tapes that someday I need to go through, but it won't be anytime soon because it really wasn't that good of an experience for me, the VHS thing. You really get into the habit of wanting to back things up, and that VHS doesn't do that all that well, turns out. But so if you miss a line, you just tend to just kind of say, well, the heck with it, I missed it. So you're probably wondering what I thought of this movie. And I'm going to tell you, because that's why we're here. The movie is, it starts off on New Year's Eve in 1889, right at the turn of the 20th century, on the cusp, if you will, of the 20th century. And it ends, I don't know, about 30 years later or something like that. And it's about one family. The movie's not a war movie, but it's really kind of about war. There's a lot of war in it. It starts off with all the men in the household, and there's two men because there's the guy who runs the house, and it's an upper crust family, and then of course they have a manservant. So they're both heading off to war, to fight in the Boer War in South Africa. And then later on, of course, World War I crops up. So once again, in like, I don't know, six movies now, I've seen three of them covering World War I. Again, must have been a very big event still, you know, in recent history in the 1930s. So I guess there was a lot of movies made about it, or at least a lot of highly regarded movies made about it. And the movie starts with... I like all these people that are in the movie. You know, you're kind of looking for the conflict in any dramatic script or whatever. And I'm thinking, wow, all these people, they're just really nice. And the rich people that the movie is about, you know, it's New Year's Eve. They invite the servants in to share a drink with them. And you can tell that even though it's a servant relationship that these people have, they care about each other and they are friends, and there's not a whole lot of looking down. It's just, you know, it's your job to be my servant. And you know, you're thinking, okay, these people are really nice. They're very cool. And the servants are nice, and they like the family they work for, and the friends come over, and they're nice too. And you're thinking, wow, you know, this is just a movie about a bunch of really nice people. I wonder what could happen. Well, what happens is bad things start to happen, and people die, obviously with the war going on and things like that. And then, you know, basically over the course of the next 30 years, you see this kind of happy family get carved up. That's really the only way to put it, I think. And it gets kind of depressing after a while, to be totally honest. And you kind of you feel, at least I felt like I was missing out on some things, because in the thing about modern movies, I think maybe, I don't know if we're simpletons or if they've just got a handle on this, but in modern movies, when a character does something, there's a motivation. You can see like kind of the process of how the character forms and step by step through it. And when something bad happens to the character, you can see the effect of that character, the bad thing happening, on other people in the character's lives and life, other people in the character's life. Yes, I've been using English for a few years now, still working my way through it. So the you can pick up on this, and in this movie, they kind of don't do that. You know, a character dies and it affects one person, but you know that there's other people that were friends or lovers or whatever that you just don't really see what the effect was on them. I guess you're just left to figure it out or assume that it was bad, and the movie moves on to the next stage. And it has a lot of ground to cover because it covers like 30 years or 35 years or whatever. By the end, and I don't want to give too much away, although, you know, like I said, good luck trying to find this movie. So, you know, it might as well really be the Holy Grail. By the end, you've got like two characters just sitting there having a drink on another New Year's Eve, going, you know, to the future or whatever. And everything is kind of really stunk for them. So, yeah, it gets a little depressing. And that's just where it goes. It's like, okay, there you go. These people got chewed up and spit out. And, yeah, so, you know, my rating system is buy it, rent it, or skip it. And in this case, I guess I have to say I would give it a rent it, but of course you can't rent it, or you can. Well, you can go to the library. If you go to the Riverside Public Library, you can get the exact same copy that I used to do this review. So, you know, there's your little brush with non-fame if you're into that kind of a thing. That's pretty much the only way you're going to find this and hook up the old VHS player. I find it kind of strange that some of these old movies that are, you know, allegedly classics are not available on some type of modern format. And apparently it was out on DVD, but it was on Amazon for, you know, used for like $37 or something. And I wasn't, you know, quite frankly, I love doing the podcast, but I'm just not that dedicated to it, especially since I make no money off of it. So good luck. If you want to watch this, definitely make it a rent it or borrow it or whatever. Probably not a buy it unless you're looking for a downer on New Year's Eve to kind of bring the party to a halt. Other than that, it's not bad. It's not a bad movie, but definitely not one that I would recommend for repeated showings unless you're into being depressed. And you know, really just go get Schindler's List then if that's what you're looking for. Anyway, so next week, there we go. There's my theme song. Next week, we're looking at It Happened One Night. And this is apparently, I don't know much about it. I actually have this on DVD, so no problems there. But it's a screwball comedy from Frank Capra. And embarrassingly enough, that's probably right up my alley. So we'll see how that works out. But I'm looking forward to seeing that. You can always email me, and I have to remember to start doing this at the beginning of the show more. Just to, you know, get it out there. Movies@bignoisybug.com. Email me, tell me what you think of the show, if you have any suggestions or comments, criticisms, make fun of me, whatever, it's all good. And that's it. So have a good week, everybody. See you then.